Mary Farrelly of Together FM speaks to Clara Clark, who together with her husband Charles Mullen brought the concept of cycling without age to Ireland. You give up a lot to be in a nursing home. You give up your freedom, independence and a lot of mobility. Cycling without age gives that back, says Clara.
Okay, cyclingwithoutage.ie, if people want to find it, is the concept of taking elderly or mobility impaired residents in nursing and care homes out for a spin on a specially designed rickshaw bicycle. And it's specially designed to take people who may be older or unable to walk. So it's quite safe with seat belts and so on. And the idea comes from Denmark. It was founded in 2012 by a guy called Ole Kassow. And he spotted an elderly man sitting on a seat, and he wondered, because everybody in Denmark cycles, and he thought, I wonder, would he like a spin on a cycle? And in Denmark, rickshaw type bicycles are quite common. So he took out Torquil on the bike, and he loved it, and they got on really well, and they chatted and shared stories. And so then Ole took it to a nursing home and took out an elderly lady, and he dropped her back. And the next day he got a call from the nursing home, and the nursing home said, please come back, we want to talk to you. And he thought he was in trouble, so back he went anyway. And they said, we don't know what you did with Gertha, but everybody wants to go out now, so please can you arrange it. And so Cycling Without Age was born in 2012. And now Ireland is the 28th country in the world to have brought Cycling Without Age here.
Fantastic.
And I discovered it last year and contacted Ole in Copenhagen and applied to join. And my husband and I then bought a rickshaw bicycle, because it was really hard to explain what we meant by Cycling Without Age bikes without having one as a demo. So we now have a demo at our home, and we are happy to show it to companies, nursing homes, people who are interested, so they can experience what we mean by cycling without age.
Yeah, and that's very interesting, because I know I had heard the word rickshaw, and exactly as you said, I had all sorts of visions going on in my head. So what exactly do these rickshaws look like? How do they operate?
They are a bicycle at the back, and it has a battery pack. So for extra weight and for hills and inclines, it does have a battery pack. At the front, there are two wheels and a bench seat. It has a cover to come up if it's raining. It even has a blanket, and it has a specially designed foot base so that even if you were coming out of a wheelchair, you could be lifted onto the seat. So there's no step up.
Great.
So even for very immobile or mobility impaired people, it's accessible. And we, unlike some rickshaws, which we won't mention, it doesn't fly around the place. It is called slow cycling. Mm-hmm. And the optimum speed when you've passengers is about 10, 11 kilometres.
Okay.
Which is really just walking speed. And it means that if you're out in the park or by the sea or by on a greenway or something, that you can stop and talk to people. And it does generate a lot of chat on what's that. And, you know, so stopping and talking is part. Cycling Without Age is not a destination. You're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's the experience. You're having, feeling the wind in your hair is the slogan. And it is just the feeling of being out. And if you are in a nursing home, you give up a lot to be in a nursing home. You give up your freedom. You give up your independence. You give up a lot of mobility. And Cycling Without Age gives that back.
Yeah.
It takes people out for fun, for a bit of freedom.
I love that. And I love the way you've just said there that there is no destination. Mm. That is just fantastic, isn't it? So there's no plan. You meet up with somebody, whatever takes their fancy, you just steer in that direction and see where it takes you.
And the impact on the passengers, Mary, is enormous. And if I may, I'll give you some examples. The very first passenger I took out was an elderly man. Now, I knew nothing other than his first name. So in he popped and strapped me in, and off we went down the road, and we were off down through a cul-de-sac housing estate. And he was saying, what's this? What's that? Look at those. What are they doing at that house? Aren't those trees lovely? And he just chatted without stopping. When I dropped him back and the nursing home lady took him in, and she came back out, and I said, well, Sir Dennis will be able to tell the others where he's been. And she smiled and she said, no, he won't. He won't remember any of it. And he obviously has serious dementia. And the penny dropped for me, because it didn't matter. While he was on the bike, he was firing on all cylinders. His brain was well able for what he was experiencing. And he was completely engaged in the moment. Amazing. And that's when Cycling Without Age registered how important it is. Yeah. And the next lady I took out came with her carer. And we cycled around and we didn't have a very long ride because really I was just showing it to the nursing home lady. And I got an email the next day saying, thank you so much. I haven't heard Patricia laugh like that in months.
Amazing. Yeah.
And again, just, you know, I didn't know anything about this lady, but this had suddenly sort of, and she was very disappointed when the ride ended and she said, can we not go further?
No, my legs can't pedal anymore.
Yeah. So no, the battery's great. But then the third person I took out was a man called Ernie. And he actually featured on the 6-1 news with TV news there when we did the launch in June. And while we were cycling around the park and RT was filming us, his mobile phone rang.
Right.
And he answered it and he said, he pointed at the phone, he says, my son. And his son said, Dad, where are you? And Ernie says, cool as a breeze. He says, I'm out cycling. Now, Ernie's 85 and can't walk without a walking frame. And, you know, the son said, you're what? And, you know, it's that magic.
Can you imagine
yes,
the picture?
I could see the son at the other end of the phone saying, he's doing what? So actually, I got a photograph and got it printed and I got it framed and I dropped it down to the nursing home the next day. And I said, Ernie, show them Great. What you were doing because that proves you were out cycling. So he was delighted with that.
It sounds amazing. We definitely need a lot more of this. Mm. We just had a great little chat there. There's just so many different elements to this. I'm very excited to hear more, and I know you're not going to be able to give it to us all, so people are going to have to watch this space and keep an eye on what you're at. What is your role in this? What, you know, I know this seems to be your baby, Clara, in that sense. So where do you intend to go with this?
Good question. I'm a volunteer. I don't want to own this. I don't make any money out of this. This is taking up time and energy. But I love the concept. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing, and I actually am fortunate enough to be in a position to be able to give it some time to launch the concept, to spread the word, to get the message out, to respond to inquiries, to put people in touch with one another. And I want to grow it so that it's people accept that it's part of Ireland and nursing home and life for older people in okay. Ireland. And then I'm quite happy to let it go.
Mm, so how do you do that? How do you let it go?
Because what I want is for companies ideally to come in and offer to sponsor bikes. Now, that's not outlandish. When we launched, I had no idea of how this would roll out. I just thought the concept was great. But straight away, companies approached me and said, could we sponsor a bike?
Okay.
Could we donate it to the nursing home of our choice? And what we really like is to send our staff as pilots, the cyclists, as part of our CSR program. Most companies have CSR, that's corporate social responsibility programs.
Perfect.
And they also have budget for that. And so when companies started to approach us and say, we'd like to sponsor a bike, I thought, I have a route to market here. So choose your nursing home. And then we can arrange. So already we've started. The first sponsored bike has arrived in Dublin just last week. It's gone to its nursing home. And next month, that's in August, we'll do a launch of that particular one. But I have inquiries from all over Ireland. Some are nursing homes, some are local authorities, some are companies. And they want, in some shape or form, to get a special rickshaw bike, a Cycling Without Age bike. And so I'm putting them in touch with one another. So
Great.
Part of my handover process starts from day one in that I collate all their information. And if somebody, as yesterday, emailed me from Wexford, I have several other people who've already been in touch from Wexford. And I say, here's their details. Start talking to one another.
And thanks to Together FM for that piece. For more information, you can look up their Facebook or you can go on to cyclingwithoutage.ie.